It's mindset. You know, I tell my clients all the time, we start with mindset because that is one of the biggest hurdles. If you can't get your mind shit together, you're not going to move forward, or you're going to eventually get to a point where you hit this roadblock and then you're stuck, right? And so I had to do that for myself. I will say one of the things that I loved about a high frequency formula and the workbook and the tools that you give, I'm so used to being the how for everyone else. This was the how for me.
Welcome to Wealthy and Aligned by Human Design, the podcast dedicated to helping you use human design in your business from the ground up. You have everything you need right now to start serving the world with immense value and get paid to do it. In this podcast, I teach you how. Now, let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. So this week, I have LaTanya Roberts on the show. She is the founder of the Harmony Consulting Group. She is a 4-6 sacral generator and a high-frequency formula student who just recently crossed a major goal for herself inside her business. And what I love about LaTanya is, first of all, she is a powerful, self-led woman who really embodies her work. She found her feminine glow era and now helps other successful women step into theirs. And we're going to talk about her journey and what it's been like from her finding her path to going all in and then hitting that major financial milestone inside her coaching business this year. She's now generating pay in full sales, 5-figure consulting contracts, and really just stepping into this divine feminine power and confidence around who she is and what she brings to the world. So I just want to say thank you for coming. I'm so glad you're here, LaTanya.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited for this. From going from listening to you on a podcast, now being a guest on your podcast is amazing.
Yeah, it's fun with those full circle moments, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so why don't we start with you just telling us a little bit about what you do and who you help?
Sure. So imagine being able to embrace the unknown with unshakable confidence, taking intentional steps to get what you want and rewrite the story playing in your head to where you're victorious every time. So my intentional living coaching program is a transformational experience that shows women how they show up when they're in or out of alignment and how they can really make intuitive decisions that they can actually trust.
So what got you into, what had you realizing that that was who you wanted to work with? Women who really wanted to step into more of their divine feminine power?
Sure. I'm speaking to the old me. It was part of my struggle for over a decade, you know, trying to find your power, trying to figure out, you know, working in a male dominated environment. I come from consulting. I worked with government consulting. So a lot of military. I'm surrounded by men all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was this 5'4" dainty young female that still looks like a teenager that nobody really trusted. And I didn't trust myself, right?
Yeah. In
the 20s, you don't know who the heck you are. And I'm balancing motherhood. So eventually I ran into some other women that showed me how to speak up, how to embrace my power, how to be feminine in this male world and still be okay and thrive. And then eventually I paid it forward and started mentoring other women to do the same.
Yeah, it always starts with like, we go through something and we're like, it doesn't have to be that way for other people.
Absolutely.
We can
imagine burning out the day before your kid's birthday when she's 6 and you're planning a sleepover and you're like, everything is spinning, vertigo, and we have to cancel your party.
Yeah.
So that will make you do something different.
Yeah. So was that like the moment you were like, this is it, I have to do something different?
It was one. Unfortunately, I let it happen again.
Yeah.
And so the second time it happened, I was actually at work. And I remember going in and I was just like, something is off. And I jumped on a conference call. And by the end of the call, I had lost all my energy. Mm. And my coworkers had to take me to the hospital because I was dealing with
really
and I couldn't work for a week. So
yeah,
that time it did it.
Yeah, that time you listened.
Be embarrassed in front of your coworkers and your clients. And that's a wake up call.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I kind of want to talk about like when you came into the formula, because I know you're in the inner circle with me now, but when you came into the formula, what was that moment where you knew I have to do the high frequency formula? Do you remember that? Like what you were going through?
Yeah, actually, I had heard you on another podcast the year prior. And I was like, oh, human design seems really, really cool. Fast forward several months later, and I went to a birthday party and someone else brought up human design to me. And then I was like, hey, there's this Danielle woman. I remember I was listening to her podcast and I believe she talks about this. And so I started binging on your podcast again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is it. Because I am a junkie for learning about yourself, all the personality assessments. I'm certified to do several of them. And I love that work. So anything that could make me go a little bit deeper, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Because I know you were hovering at, were you low six figures?
I just crossed over the six figure mark.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because I remember when we were talking about if this was the next thing for you, it was really around going all in on yourself and feeling confident that you could create the income that you wanted to create for your family.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what happened when you came in? What kind of work did you get started doing right away?
I use myself as my first client. One of the things they teach you in coaching school is you have to be your own best client. So I looked at understanding human design and the gene keys from a perspective of I am coaching myself through it. So I went all in on just really trying to understand what my human design chart is. What do these gene keys and these numbers and all this stuff, what does it mean for me? Mm-hmm. And how do I start applying that? Not just from a professional perspective, but also personally, and then getting into the books and just going a little bit deeper and figuring out like, girl, you've done a lot of work on yourself, but you have a lot more to do. And that's okay. Right. Yeah. So yeah, I use myself as a client. And then I just started talking to everyone else about what I was learning, and they could see the passion in me. And so I got a lot of other people that were interested in human design, and I was like, oh, this is it.
Yeah. I mean, for me, when I was like doing what you were doing, like I was just reading all about myself and doing the one line thing of just figuring out Danielle. When I got to the other side of that, I mean, I would say it took me 3 years to really get to the other side of that. I was like, if all the women knew about this work, it would save them years of trying to figure out what the heck's going on, right? Because I think people find this work when they are like pretty self-aware, like they've done a little bit of work. I've heard that so many times where people are like, I heard about human design, but then I heard about it again and I knew this was the thing I had to go into. But I feel like it shores up all the reasons why we haven't been doing what we know mm-hmm. we need to do. And it gives us permission to step into we are meant to do it. Like it's our destiny to do it. So what would you say you were struggling with the most in your business?
I was struggling with business to consumer marketing and sales. Mm-hmm. I've spent over 15 years selling high-end coaching and consulting services to other businesses, government agencies, and I could do that with no problem. But when I made the switch to market to everyday individuals, and so in our role, B2C, business to consumer, I was struggling. I was not showing up confident. I was in my head, and I'm an introvert, so I don't like to put myself out there. So the whole marketing on social media thing is nerve-wracking to me.
Yeah.
So I think that showed up in not just how I didn't show up online, but also when I spoke to or had consults with people that weren't from a business, I wasn't coming across confidently as I normally did.
Yeah. And it was so interesting because when we would talk, I feel confidence from you. So it's like there was something that just wasn't clicking for you to feel that with yourself, but I could feel that inside of you. Like it's there. It's definitely there. So what do you think helped you find that in yourself with the formula? Was it anything in the formula?
You know what? It's the six profile, right? It's understanding that everyone else was seeing me as this leader, but I wasn't seeing it yet. And so when I talked to you and the other ladies that were part of the community, you all highlighted this, like, why don't you get it? You're a natural leader. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I remember right? that.
Yeah. So you all helped to remind me of all the ways that I showed up as a leader, showed up in the front. And one of the things that I had realized in my own personal reflection was that I like being the supporter. I like being on the back end. And I kept telling myself that story and I was believing it. I was owning that. So to see myself in the forefront, even though I was doing it, I wasn't really walking in the power that I actually had.
Yeah. And that's what I've seen the most with you is this embodiment, just really stepping into it and owning it. Yeah. I want to let you know that right now, for the first time this year, we have opened the doors to the High Frequency Formula. And this formula is best described as the everything you need to run your six-figure coaching or spiritual-based business using human design, the gene keys, and universal law energetics. So this is for those of you who want to see six figures and beyond without compromising your alignment in the process. This formula sets you up for organic sales and marketing alongside aligned offer creation, so you can start seeing high ticket paydays with every decision you make. This is my signature course, the everything I have done to get myself into multiple six figures and have used with every single one of my clients to help them see six figures running their businesses authentically, right? Not forcing anything, just being in tune with their designs and using their decisions and aligned actions to step into their authentic soul sacred purpose. So who is this for? Well, first of all, this is for coaches, spiritual entrepreneurs, healers, teachers, course creators, speakers, human design or gene key readers, anyone looking to build more authority in your personal brand authentically. This course will step by step guide you into business foundations, including offer foundations, marketing, and sales using your human design and gene key systems as major key components. Because using your wealth codes as a navigation tool inside your business is how you allow the six figures to unfold naturally. Now, we've broken it down into six phases. The first phase is built to help you install the core beliefs to help you take your destiny inside your human design and gene keys charts inside your business without limitation. The second phase is the complete breakdown of the human design and gene key energetics as the story of you and what that means for your business offers, marketing, and sales. Third, we're using your awakening as the portal to sacred service, and we break down the paid method, which is my proprietary trademark deconditioning method you can use to release shadow programming and sabotage behavior keeping you from fulfilling your destiny of purpose. Fourth, we get into business with the sacred six-figure strategy, where you will create an action plan and marketing momentum to see six figures and beyond using your destiny with quantum help from your human design and gene keys chart. Fifth, we break down the impact your destiny leaves on the world and why it is a sole requirement of fulfilling your purpose. We've also included all past coaching calls, where you'll find over 20 hours of embodiment work from our past clients who at this point have created over 9 million in cash using the high frequency formula in their business. Now, by the end of the program, you will have everything you need to take your business to the next level with the perfect offer, marketing, and sales strategy, accompanied with empowered belief systems that secure your success. We have this course open for the lowest price we've ever had it at, including some bonus material never before offered, only for a limited time. So head to the link in the show notes and start using the high frequency formula to hit those six-figure paydays inside your business today. Now, I'll go ahead and highlight the bonuses open to you here today. These are only available for our pre-sale date, so just keep that in mind. We start with a hard copy of the High Frequency Formula Workbook. This is a 182-page channeled piece of work that accompanies the High Frequency Formula, highlighting in-depth human design and gene key teachings, along with universal truths around the energy of money and business success. We're also including the Paid Method 5-Day Challenge, which is an entire course in itself that will allow you to unlock the next level of magnetism in your business just by deconditioning your sun gate. We're also including the Aligned Application Sales Process, which is the exact sales process I have used and help my clients to use to allow their sales conversations to feel natural and authentic. So if you're ready to see quantum leaps in your success and want to take advantage of our best pricing ever, head to the link in the show notes. Now, let's get into the episode. So How much work have you done with the paid method? Because that's something I know that you came into the inner circle after doing our 5-day challenge with the paid method. What's been your experience using the paid method?
I like it because it really taught me how to speak to my inner child, really understand some of those wounds that I still had to heal.
Yeah.
And confront that about myself. Right. So yeah. I remember getting off of a coaching call, and it was Kelly. She was asking me to contemplate my leadership and why am I not owning it? Right. And it came down to I'm overthinking. I am a recovering perfectionist. Right. All the things that society kind of conditions you have to do it this way, you have to do it that way. And then as a consultant, I am paid to solve the problem for everyone else. So not being able to solve them for myself was giving me anxiety. It was stressing me out to no end. But the paid method just really allowed me to be really introspective, confront what was going on, figure out how to move forward, and eventually take action, recognizing what it was.
Yeah. Right?
Now that I know what it is, I can do something about it. Before, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I think that's so key because, and I've been guilty of it. Like when we get into this, it's like, okay, I want to do this business. I want to do this thing. I want to be the coach or whatever. We tend to want to go find someone who can teach us how to do that because that's how we grew up. It's like going to school, someone will teach you how to do it. You'll get a certification and then you'll be able to go on your merry way and do it. But then it's very confusing when we go out to try to do it and we're not really able to figure out why we can't do it. Like some of the things just aren't working. And I think that's where the paid method came in, was because I was doing so much like inner child work, not like I wasn't DIYing courses and figuring out how to do things. I was going, okay, let me go in deeper and find out what is the real reason why I'm not doing the thing I know I need to do. And I know that shows up with a lot of women with sales, you know, because because going into asking, you know, somebody for money to exchange this value with something you would really do for free, it brings up all of our money shit and makes us so insecure. But it's like you said, when you were doing this for corporations, there was like no problem. So it's coming into vulnerability, really, and allowing yourself to be confident in that vulnerability, I would say. What do you think helped the most with your sales?
Coming at it from a standpoint of, this is a no-brainer, you're welcome. I'm giving you, and I'm giving it to you at a deep discount. So one, I had to make the shift from doing the thing to being the person, right? And so that was the thing that kind of unlocked it. It's like, no, you know all the things to do. It's mindset. You know, I tell my clients all the time, we start with mindset because that is one of the biggest hurdles. If you can't get your mind shit together, you're not going to move forward, or you're going to eventually get to a point where you hit this roadblock and then you're stuck.
Yeah.
Right. And so I had to do that for myself. I will say one of the things that I loved about a high frequency formula and the workbook and the tools that you give, I'm so used to being the how for everyone else. This was the how for me, right? So going through the sales script, and I just made a few adjustments to it, but yeah, the sales script was one of those things. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Like, where am I falling off? And so it introduced the psychology of sales to me.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And just getting people to just really buy into the process. I had heard that before, but no one ever showed me what that actually looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So going through that, and then when I used it, the person, she was begging me, like, how much does this cost? When can we get started? And I'm like, we're not even to the end yet.
Like, okay. I'm like, wait, let me finish.
And I'm like, well, I'm glad you asked. Here it is. And she's like, okay, I can do that. And I'm like, oh, this is it. This is it. Like, whole body lit up. Like, I'm good now.
Isn't that feeling something else?
It is.
Yeah. You know, because it's like, I always say this, like, in order to maintain consistent sales, we have to feel like sales doesn't drain us, like we're not convincing somebody, like we are truly offering something more valuable than somebody else's dollar bill. We have to feel that way. Like, we have to feel like, oh my God, you're welcome. I put this together for you. We have to feel that way.
And I don't want to come off salesy, right? Like, no one likes to be sold.
Yeah.
And my style is very much so, let's just have a conversation. What's going on? Right. Like, one of the things about corporate, it was so formal and stuffy. I'm like, that's not me.
Right.
I don't want to operate like that. But the script and just having that conversation felt more like me,
mm-hmm.
which was really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that was so exciting when I saw your post come in the Facebook group, how you were like, my first pay in full client, and I using the script and in 30 minutes or something like that. I was like, I know what she's feeling right now. Oh, and it feels so good. Yeah.
I could not wait to tell you all. I was like, who do I tell?
Yeah, I think if I were to break down what I love the most about the formula, and this is, I'm shamelessly plugging the formula. I think when we air this, we are going to be still in the launch, the first launch of the year of this formula. But when I figured out sales in a way that felt in alignment, that I didn't dread. I mean, when I figured out I needed to learn sales, I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know if I can do this because I had all this, you know, like you're talking about the sleazy sales mentality. And I didn't ever want that to be what I had to like struggle with. That didn't sound fun at all to me. And so I knew when I figured it, I'm like, everyone needs to know how to sell and feel really confident offering their value in a way of it's like, you know, like that coined term is you're welcome. What do you think got you to that point of you're welcome?
One, I knew that I've sold my type of program for five figures and not a low five figures. I've sold what I do for $20,000+, right? And so to come in during this time of transition while I've revamped my program to offer it for a lot less, for me, that is a you're welcome because normally it's a lot more. Right. Wow. And so I played around with the pricing a little bit to just kind of figure out how do I, especially with this new audience of going business to consumer versus business to business, what is a good number for that?
Yeah.
Right. And so this one, I still feel like is a girl, you don't know how good you got it.
Right.
And I still have room to grow, but it also allowed me to get more confident in the new offerings for mm-hmm. my program and just refine it a little bit more before I do the next iteration of it.
Yeah. I know you decided to include human design in your offer. Mm-hmm. What made you want to do that?
Because I saw how much it transformed my thought process and how I show up, I could not have it a part of my program, mm-hmm. right? And to start it out with, this is who you are. This is who you were born to be. Whether you are a spiritual or religious person, we all come from this place of what's my purpose? A lot of people spend their lifetime trying to figure out what their purpose is on top of getting through all the other mess of how you grew up. What is society telling you? How should I be? And questioning that, I felt that human design and the gene keys gave you that blueprint of despite the noise of what everyone is saying, despite your trauma, despite this, this is who you are. Mm-hmm. This is based on science. Even if you think it's woo, no, there's still also science in here, right? So it caters to both people. It was easy to explain. And when I tried it out for the first time with my client, I could see the stress lift off of her shoulder. She's like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. I feel so much better now. And I know I don't have to listen to everyone else. And I am doing the right things, even if they don't understand it.
Right.
And that was the same feeling that I have. And I did my first chart and I looked at the app and I was like, this little thing knows more about me than I know about me, right? Which was great. And so I wanted to be able to give that gift to other people. Then we move forward into, well, what is it that you want? Now you know who you are and what you're capable of, your superpowers. Let's create a life that you love.
Yeah. Most people don't even give themselves an opportunity to really truly decide what it is that they want, mm-hmm. right? And take what they want as I get to have it. Like I actually get to have it. And I love that because human design gives us, I'm going to use the word permission, but it gives us permission to say, oh, there's a reason why I want the things I want. Mm-hmm. Like it's actually on purpose for me to do this or not do that. Did you ever have this kind of off topic, but did you ever have any like, oh, I worry about human design being too woo, or like I would have issue bringing this to my clients because they might have an issue with it being kind of too out there. Did you ever worry about that?
No, I didn't. And I've actually brought it up to one of my clients who was a lawyer, and he's so against the woo and the feelings and everything. And I'm just like, this is me. I'm into the woo. This is how I see it showing up for you. Here's a couple of things that you can do. And while I didn't do his human design chart, because I'm so comfortable with different personality style assessments, I can see certain things, right? And I'm like, oh, this is part of your personality. This is what works for you. So I kind of use human design and the gene keys along with what I know and communicate it in that way. But I am unapologetic about my tools. I am unapologetic about my journey and what got me here. And I can't deny the impact that human design and gene keys has had on me. Now, whether that's for them or not, that is none of my concern.
Girl, that's it right there. Like, I want everyone who's listening who might still be kind of in the closet about your human design and gene keys or whatever tool you're using, like, freaking own it. That is power. That's so good. Yeah. Absolutely. So if someone's listening who's maybe experiencing something like you were, mm-hmm. like just not really owning who they are as a leader, as maybe an influencer, as maybe just someone who wants to step into that CEO energy, mm-hmm. what advice would you have for someone who's just sitting where you were a couple of years ago?
Get up out of your seat and find people that have what you want or are living the lifestyle that you want, right? So borrow their confidence, borrow their inspiration, and ask for help. It is not selfish. Most times women that are in that situation, they are so used to being that support system for everyone else, but they don't take the time to do it for themselves. They see it as selfish instead of being a selfless act. Right? And so I tell a lot of my clients, like, girl, take the cape off. You don't have to be the superhero all the time. And even superheroes, they have their team. They have other people that they can tap into, right? So figure out what that is for you, whether it's a person, it's a book, it's a podcast, whatever it is, figure out what that thing is for you and do the work. Because it's so rewarding. You can't help other people if you don't know who you are. And when you break down in your bed and you're crying or whatever it is you go through when you're out of alignment, you are no good to the other people. And so if you can't find it in yourself to do the work for you, well, what's your why? Mm. Who's your inspiration? Lean on that, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, it was my kids. I was a single mom, was a single mom for most of their lives, right? And so every decision that I made was with them in mind. If I walk away from my job, how am I going to feed them? If this doesn't work out, where are we going to be? You know, and now I had to get to a point where my kids were a little bit more independent and I could take risk and be okay with taking risk. Mm. And when I did that and truly started working on me and letting go of all the what ifs and the self-doubt, I attracted what I want.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about decisions because we know we do all this work all the time in the formula. We're always talking about decisions and making decisions and taking action. For the listener, I really want to nail in that decisions is what collapses time for your result. Like, it's not the amount of hard work or efforting or doing that brings you the thing. It's a decision made in alignment and the action that you follow that decision with to like integrate, embody that decision that really does collapse time and makes you magnetic for mm-hmm. the things that you want in your life. What decision do you think has been the most transformational for you?
There's a couple. So prior to the pandemic, I decided I wanted to move to Atlanta. And this is something that had been on my mind for a long time. I'm originally from the DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia area. And that's where my support system is. Family is there. The pandemic hit, I got scared. I was looking for housing. I was, you know, looking up schools and all the thing. And then the pandemic hit and I was like, oh, maybe now is not the time. And I had a dream one day and I was like, this is just, it's not right. And I said, God, I surrender to you. What I'm doing is not working. I've got nothing left. So I have to give my power to you. So that was the first decision. I surrendered. Then I had a dream, the surrender, right? Like just, I am powerless. I am nothing without you.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Like I got chills when you said that because that I haven't thought of that moment in my life in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I remember that moment of, geez, Jesus, take the wheel. Something has to happen here.
Bus. I am in the back seat, wrapped up in a blanket, in the fetal position at this point. Right? That's what my life felt like. So good old ugly cry. God, you got it. Have a dream. And he showed me my life in Atlanta and gave me little glimpses of, you want to have this business? You want to go all in? It's there. You want a husband? He's there. Your new house is there. He meets all those things. So he shows me that. And I said, okay. I woke up the next day. I had my house sold in like a week or two. And I was living in an area where there were a lot of investors. And so I didn't go the traditional route. I actually sold to a wholesaler, but I worked out a deal where it was definitely in my interest. Right. So did that, started looking for a place, started interviewing people in Atlanta to figure out like, where should I put my kids in school? What are the neighborhoods? So I did that. And then my second decision was, I am going to hire myself full time within a year of moving. That was the second big decision. I guess really the third, because I sold the house. Then I got here and I did the work. I asked myself every day, what do I need to make me happy? God, show me the people, the resources, and whatever else I need to take my next step. And I did that every day. And I just worked on me.
Yeah.
And 2 days prior to, and I wrote it all down. I journaled it out loud. What is this going to look like? And I just heads down focused on that. Within 6 weeks, I met my partner, or not met. We got reacquainted. We'd met years prior. Within 6 months, we were in a full relationship. 2 days shy of a year, I quit my job and had made 6 figures in my business.
Wow. Did it feel risky when you were doing it? Or did you feel like, I know what I need to do?
I was scared out of my mind.
Were you? Okay.
I was scared, but I've been scared before and I still made it happen. I was scared being a single mom. I was scared when I walked away from a relationship that no longer served me. I was scared when I packed up and moved to a different state, you know? So I can do scared. I can do hard things, right? And so I had to continue to remind myself that you've got this. You've done it before. He's done it before. He can do it again. Just keep going.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Yeah. That's, I think, the power I felt in you, like, reminds me a lot of just like me. Like, I will do it scared, but I will do it because there will be nothing that gets in my way.
Mm-hmm.
That surrender piece is real. And there has to come a moment where I feel like the women who listen to this, there is something in their heart that won't leave them alone, that won't go anywhere. They know they're meant for something more. And I don't know if they're like afraid, or maybe they just were kind of like me, like, how do I do this? I don't know how to do this. But really, it's a decision to figure it out, right? Like you said, like, it's a decision every day to ask yourself, what do I need to do to stay in alignment, happy, on track, to get closer to what I want?
Absolutely. And I will tell you one other thing that was so powerful in that dream that I had back in 2020 is, first of all, God yells at me to get my attention. I need that good masculine energy to get my attention. But he told me that I've given you this vision. And you've been sitting on it too long, if you don't move now, I will take it away. And that scared me.
Yeah.
Because I've been sitting on this dream since I was a little girl. I knew in elementary school that I would be a business owner.
Yeah.
So why was I playing small? Why was I not leaning on the fact that he has given me all the tools that I need to get to this point and have literally coached my friends into starting their own business, giving them advice? So I was doing all the things and everyone is just looking at me like, well, when are you going to take the leap?
Yeah. And you just did. I just did. So exciting. I mean, your success has just lit me up because it's so fun to watch you transform. And I wouldn't even say like I felt your self-doubt because I could see through that, mm-hmm. but just step into this, like, I own it now. I'm confident now. I embody it now. I'm being who I say I am and who I know I am. I'm being who I know I am. And that just flipped the switch. It happened quick after that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I will tell you, Danielle, when you spend money and you're like, this has got to work. So I had spent more than I had ever spent on coaching.
Yeah.
Going into your program, right? And I spent a high amount before and it didn't work. I didn't work. So I can't say it didn't work. It is a formula. I've seen it work for other people. I didn't do the work. And
okay.
I vowed to not do that again.
Mm-hmm.
It was not going to be or continue to be a part of my story. I'm really big on rewriting your story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I practice what I preach.
Right.
Right. From the self-care to doing it afraid, to rewriting your story and just being very intentional about the actions that you take. That's why my program is called Intentional Living.
Yeah.
Right. You have to set the intention to do things differently. You yeah. have to set the intention to show up in a way that preserves you. That's what I did.
I mean, we can even talk about that a little bit, because when I was doing application calls, there was a couple of people that were like, I have invested before and I didn't see it work. And so I think what you said is really powerful, like the awareness around I didn't work it, right? So what would you say to someone who's thinking about joining the high frequency formula and maybe they are worried about the investment with how you've led yourself through that? What would you say?
The fact that you're listening to this podcast or Human Design has come across you in some sort of way that already tells me that you're interested in this type of work, right? Like, it is for you. Things happen to you for a reason. So whether you choose to make this part of your business, your career, or it's just for you, it's your sign that you're meant to be here, right? And so I always believe that you are your best investment. There is nothing else that is worth investing in more than yourself. So one, knowing that you are worth it, whatever the dollar amount is. Danielle, this could have been 5 times higher than what you charge, and it's still worth it when you do the work, right?
Yeah.
And so knowing yourself at this level of awareness, that is truly powerful, and it can set you free from the mental chains that really hold you back from being the best version of yourself and walking in your purpose. So do it.
Yeah.
If you're truly making the decision to commit to changing your life, why wouldn't you do all the things and go all in?
Yeah. I mean, I'm really partial to the high frequency formula, because when I was looking for coaching programs and just different courses to figure out what to do and how to do it and all the things, I was looking for something that combined human design to help business, like to help with marketing and to help with sales and, you know, to help with the ideal client and all of those things that were just kind of foreign to me. And I couldn't find it. And I thought, I vow, like the more I find out about business and the more I find out about how it actually works with universal law and using our aura as energy, the more I go in and figure this out, I am giving it all to the formula, because there has to be a one-stop shop for everyone to just get what they need when they need it, for sure. Yeah. And you know, when I have invested, I have a very particular way that I invest. I'll just share it. If I am asking my higher self, like, I need an answer to this, or I would love to know the easiest route from A to B here in this area, or if I'm in this constant curious energy of, I'm just curious, like I'm not forcing myself to figure something out, I'm just curious, I would like an easier way of doing this funnel or whatever. I pay attention to what the universe brings me, because, you know, I'm responding. So I really stay aware of, first of all, I'm doing the things that I enjoy doing, so I can be aware of when the universe brings me, you know, that ad for the thing, or somebody says something in a group I'm in and I'm like, let me go a little further down that road. Like you heard someone mentioning human design, you're like, oh yeah, like you're piecing it together and went down that rabbit hole, right? And then I actually do it. For an example, if I find an ad and it's exactly on, I don't know, launching or something, and I'm like, we're having an issue with launching, I will send it to Noah and I'll get his projector genius insight on it. And then I tend to do it. I always pay in full. I know the rule here with energy and money. And so I know, you know, even when it's uncomfortable, I always pay in full. Mm-hmm. And I do every step, even if it's like a $27 low ticket funnel thing, but I found it. I go through every freaking step and apply what I'm given, because I don't see it as someone else created this for me. I see it as the universe brought me this information through somebody else. That is my next how.
Right.
That's it. If we all just took that, like, that energy into every dollar we spend, like every dollar we spend as an investment in ourselves first, and our businesses second, we would see success way quicker. It's just the way it is here. Like I tell people all the time, I wish it wasn't like that. Like I wish it didn't have to be so, you know, kind of regimented as to what you get in is what you get out. Like I wish we could kind of be lazy about it at some points, but that's just not how it works here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, it's just, you have to do the work. There's no way around it. Now, the work doesn't always have to be hard. It can be very simple, right? And a lot of times we think, oh, this is too easy and it's a bad thing. Well, no, when you're in alignment, it can be that easy.
Yeah.
Right? I remember when I first moved down here and I was constantly in action, just like with the inner circle, constantly in action, all of a sudden I was getting things back. And there was a period where every day something new was happening to me. And my partner, his joke is, can you just figure out, can you have a dream about the lottery numbers? Because whatever you say you want, you get. You want to work with this client, you get it. You wanted to speak to this person, you get it. Like I was just attracting things like a magnet.
Yep.
Left and right. And it only happened when I did the work.
Yeah.
So when I'm not consistent, things slow down.
Yep.
When I am consistent, it's like, boom, you got it. You're good. And I'm not efforting at all.
Yeah. Right?
And my culture, my shadow is force. My gift is strength. Right. And so when I contemplated that one and did paid method, it was like, where have you been forcing things to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Instead of just being and doing what you know to do and just letting it happen.
Yeah.
And that was a big light bulb moment, right? Because that's a very masculine energy thing to just go and do. And but that's the environment that I came from.
Yeah.
Versus sitting in the feminine and being in a place of receiving, right? So that soft girl era, whatever you want to call it, the light or the dark feminine energy, there is a place for both of it. And one of the things that you told me in my human design reading is your energy is very balanced. Your masculine and feminine energy is very balanced. And I thought about that. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. I do know how to receive. I have to be comfortable mm-hmm. in being led by someone else. But now that I am in this place where I can receive without questioning, it's so nice.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, thank you so much. And that's it, you know, or I'm not pushing back when someone tries to give me something. I'm like, yeah, that's how it should be.
Right.
And it's great. I don't have to do all the things on my own.
Yeah. I love that you pointed that out about just because it's easy, like don't discount it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's actually how life works when you're operating in alignment. And just the fact, which I think is huge. And so I hope anyone listening like really hears this, just the fact that you're aware that when you're doing the work and you're staying in it, you see the result of that very quickly. And then when you slip out, because we're human, right? And shit happens in our lives. You've had a lot of things happen in your life, just recently, especially, you know, oh, all I need to do is go back into the paid method or figure out the culture shadow or right. You know what to do when that happens. We live our whole lives not knowing that it can be easy. Like we live our whole lives thinking we've got to earn it or work hard. Like it almost feels like if we clear the $100,000 lunch, but we didn't burn ourselves out for 3 weeks before and spend all week the next week in bed, we didn't earn it, right? It's I'm very passionate about it because I will find myself, I have this defined will, and I will find myself like my will keep me working, keep on going. And finally, I'll be like, you know what? I'm done. If it's not good enough where it is right now, oh, well, like we're done because I'm not going to, what gate is that you're talking about for the culture?
Oh, that 40? This one is 34.
34. I think I have that somewhere.
My SQ is 40.
It's 40. And I think I have the 34 where it's force versus strength, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I wanted to bring up too, is what the universe did for you, which I think is so beautiful, is you were really looking to become the embodiment, right? And the universe was like, well, let me make you the embodiment by having you really step into the higher level of your gift energy here and watch what happens when you do. Right. So now forever, you'll be able to, because it's so integrated, right? Like you don't doubt it or you're not questioning it. Like, how did that happen? You're so in your own power with that gift that you will never forget that. And that will be something you can share with all of the women that you work with from now on.
Absolutely. And for those that are more on the spiritual side. They say, you know, walk by faith and not by sight. And yes, that's written in the good book, but it is not easy to do.
No,
it's not. And so we can see other people have that success and have all the things that we want. And it's very easy to go into, well, why not me? Why can't I have all those things? Or I could never be that.
Yeah.
Right. And so once you get past that shadow state of self-doubt, and you do the things, now you become the thing that you were wanting, and you have proof, you have evidence, right? So now it goes from, well, I'm no longer just walking by faith. I am also walking by sight because I've seen it happen.
Oh, I got the chills. Girl, that's a piece of content right there.
Thank you.
For real. That was, I got the chills when you said that. It's so true. And pretty soon, I mean, and I'm so grateful for Human Design and the Gene Keys for, like, I feel like I can say that faith is easy for me to see now. Right. Like I have moments where in the thick of it or something happens and it comes out of the blue and you're like, what? I didn't expect that. But overall, I can say that I don't doubt that everything is working for me, even when I can't see it right in this moment, like no doubt.
Absolutely. The other thing that I really like about Human Design and the Gene Keys is that self-awareness allows you to notice when you're out of alignment. It allows you to notice when you're operating in the shadow state, right? And so if you're truly tapped into who you are and you're living and breathing this, you're aware of these things, when you get to that point, instead of, for me, it was the get in the shadow and spiral out of control, right? Because I would just keep going deeper into that dark space.
Ah, yeah.
Now, because I know what the shadow looks like for me, force being one of them, where I'm thinking, I'm making shit happen. No, girl, you're not. You are forcing stuff on people that they don't want, right? And yeah, you're stressing yourself out because you want it more than they do. Okay. So now I know when I am efforting and I'm forcing, and I can notice it, I can shift it, and then I can start to rewrite that story.
Yep.
Is this my reality, or is this the story that I've been telling myself all the time?
Yeah.
How right. do I start to create new rewiring and new behavioral changes to not go back into that shadow and to just really walk in my gift energy?
Yeah.
This is where the magic happens.
Yeah. I mean, your clients are so lucky, really, truly, that you've stepped into this and you are just so owning it, because they are in for it. It's your clients are lucky women. You're working with women. Tell us a little bit about what you're working on now.
Sure. So I do have my intentional living coaching program, which is 12 sessions one-on-one with me. I will be launching a community soon, aligned purpose community. So stay tuned for that. And that will be my free community where I just go in, and those that are positively curious about what the heck it is I do, whether you are a leader, whether you're a business owner, or you're just someone, I don't care if you are the stay-at-home mom, you are still a leader in your own right. Mm-hmm. Come into this community and be able to get the support and be able to understand what your gifts are in your shadows and work on yourself personally and professionally. So that'll be coming up soon. And then I am heavy on LinkedIn. So on LinkedIn, I'll be doing live coaching sessions, or you can send in your questions soon. That will be launching later on this month. I'm thinking of doing it on Tuesdays, but we'll see wherever.
Yeah, when stay I sit tuned meditate for the days.
On what day it is.
Yeah. We're not going to force it.
Tuesday. What was that?
We're not going to force it.
So we're not going to force it. It's just whatever feels right, what my gut tells me when I really just sit down and think through it. But yeah, I'm excited for that. And I am talking to some people about doing a retreat soon.
So fun.
That'll be coming up. I have a lot of ideas, and I am pulling together a little ebook right now, which will be available soon. Probably by the time this goes live,
Be
out. It's called Embracing Your Power, A Guide to Divine Feminine Leadership. And that is really just showing women. And I do work with men, but I just have a passion for women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really showing women that you can still lead authentically and embrace your feminine energy and be as powerful as the men in the room.
Yeah. Or even more powerful.
Or more powerful. Well, we are definitely more powerful. It's how you use your powers.
Yeah. Oh, well, Latanya, it was so cool to finally have you on the podcast. I was so excited when I saw that post in the group, and then we had our call, and to just see you light up with this confidence and this just self-led leadership has been really, it's been an honor to watch,
Thank
really.
you.
I think it was before we started recording, maybe it was while we were recording, but I really created the formula for women like you, like highly motivated women who've done all the great things in their lives, right? But they know they're meant for more for themselves. Like just have that pull, that soul desire. And just the formula was created for people like you. So thank you for taking my work and running with it. It's been so
Thank you.
fun.
Thank you for being obedient and listening to what you were told. Because if you didn't walk in that and you didn't listen, you wouldn't be able to impact so many other people, right? Whether it's directly or indirectly, I truly believe that you are changing people's lives. So thank you. And to your family who is involved in this too. I love that it's a family thing. So
It is. It's a whole family affair.
yeah, absolutely. And that's great. That is wonderful.
Well, we'll have all your links down in the show notes. I encourage everyone listening to go check out what Latanya is up to. She will literally blow your mind. Thank you again so much, Latanya.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for listening. If you feel like throwing some amazing karma out there, go ahead and leave a thoughtful review for this podcast and share it with one of your business besties. You can find more of me on TikTok, Instagram, and in my Facebook group. Find all the links in the show notes to never miss what's coming next over here.